So, someone on the MS Paint Adventures forums asked me if I would be willing to give some commentary on my songs which have appeared on the Homestuck albums. All two of them. For those who don't know me, my name is Hilary Troiano, and I'm the artist behind Ace of Trump on the Midnight Crew album and Home Free on Volume 8. I'm entirely self-taught. I never really took a music theory class or anything. In fact, in high school, I was trying to learn how to perform music, you know, playing trumpet in orchestra, but I wasn't really all that good at it. I spent more of my days in middle school and high school kind of playing around with a music synthesizing program on my computer, and I guess somewhere along the way I figured things out. In college, I started getting into MS Paint Adventures. I was there for the ending of Problem Sleuth. And when Homestuck rolled around, I really liked the inclusion of music, and went onto the forums and found that they had a thread where people were just posting up songs that they wrote as sort of a fan contribution. I didn't really have any Homestuck-related ideas yet, but I followed the thread anyway, and I was really interested in the program they were using, a program called FamiTracker, which allows you to kind of replicate the sort of chiptunes that you would hear on the NES. I'm very much influenced by video games in my music. I especially love chiptunes, like the kinds you would find in the NES era, or even on the Genesis or the SNES. Before anyone asks, yes, I'm a fan of Nobuo Uematsu, but I think my favorite video game composer would have to be Noriyuki Iwadare. If you don't know him, he's the composer who did music for the Lunar series, the Grandia series, third game in the Ace Attorney series. He's one of the artists working on a new game coming out, Icarus something or other. Oh, my boyfriend's gonna hate me for not remembering that. I especially recommend the Lunar series. I think Radiation will back me up on this. But anyway. So, I one of my other main influences is anime music. Like, I think a good example would be Susumu Hirasawa. If you don't know him, he did music for a lot of Satoshi Kon's work, like Paranoia Agent or the movie Paprika. I also listen to American music. I just don't take after it as much, I think. So, when I started playing around with this FamiTracker on the Homestuck forums, I posted a few songs, and I guess I got the music team's attention. And then when I got to the forums, I didn't really know what to do. Like, I posted a lot of my old work, and it was like, wow, this is really old and bad, and they're already moving away from chiptunes, so I didn't really know what to do, until I noticed that, I think it was Hussey who was posting a thread about how he wanted to do, like, a Midnight Crew album, like, the first, like, he wanted to have all these fake bands for Homestuck that would just add to the story. So, well, I mean, I love jazz music. My sister, in particular, she exposed me to a lot of jazz. Like, she was part of our high school jazz band and was, at one point, the best baritone saxophone jazz player in the state, I think? I don't know, it's a small state. I'm from Rhode Island, for the people who don't get that. anyway, so the deadline was kind of rapidly approaching, but I did want to get at least one song on there just to show people that, you know, I'm part of this team, and I'm pretty good when it comes to jazz music. Like, it's a genre I love and that I'm really familiar with. So, let's see, Ace of Trump. I guess the first thing that I thought of when I came up with this was that I wanted something that really did sound like the band was playing it. Like, I mean, a lot of people for that album, they just did any sort of jazz thing, but I went back to the flash where we see the Midnight Crew first playing their jazz instruments, and tried to identify what everyone was playing and used that as the basis for the song. Like, we see Spade Slick on the piano, of course, Hart's Boxcars playing the bass, Diamond's Droog on the saxophone, and Club's Deuce on the oboe. I thought this one was a pretty interesting choice because oboes aren't really that common in jazz, but, you know, I like it. I was actually kind of disappointed in when I saw that the album art had it changed to what appeared to be a clarinet, but I think oboes are better, so, you know, whatever. Anyway, the whole basis for the song actually is the card game Hearts, and that's why in the intro, besides the sort of jazzy drums and the trumpet, the only thing you can hear is the bass, which would be Hart's Boxcar's instrument. This is present throughout the song, just to kind of establish this as his game. Anyway, so the whole intro, I kind of wish I had either made it shorter or a little faster, because, yeah, I wanted it to drag, but it really dragged. I think that was probably the worst thing about the song. But anyway, it set the scene, kind of a gritty dive, I want to say. And probably some guys with nothing better to do starting to sit down for a card game. When that whole introduction section finally ends, things suddenly pick up pace, which is when I assume that the cards are being dealt and everything's being set up. Hart's Boxcar is actually, even though it's his game, he himself isn't supposed to be a player in this. The ones that I see playing would be Spade Slick, Club's Deuce, Diamond's Droog, and at the time, a femme fatale that wasn't really named, because I mean, this was before Snowman's introduction. I was like, you know, there's all this noir, and Hussey didn't include a femme fatale. Well, screw it. There's going to be one in this song because I said so. And that's the trumpet, actually. I guess that was probably a biased choice because I myself play the trumpet, but I also did it because, you know, there's a pun. It's the trump. Hearts trump all in the game of hearts. Anyway. So we have after the cards all get dealt, we have the first solo, which is Club's Deuce, which I thought was really appropriate for the fact that if you've ever played the game of hearts, the first card that leads, like, the very first trick is always the two of clubs. So, of course, the game starts with him. Okay, sorry, I just had a brain fart. So, halfway through that, we have the trumpet breaking in, which is where the hearts actually break the suit, because if you ever played the game of hearts again, you can't play hearts until they're broken. Like, you have to not have any of the trump suit that led the trick and only have hearts available to play. So halfway through, the trumpet comes in and starts messing things up. Then play passes to Diamond's Droog on his saxophone solo. Things start getting more and more intense, just going through the different hands. Then it moves to Spade Slick, which is where things start getting kind of interesting, and where this femme fatale theme starts to really come into play. Like, there's a thing in the Game of Hearts where the Queen of Spades is actually the most dangerous card. Like, and in fact, the Ace of Spades is the one card you really, really don't want, because usually if you play it and there's the person after you has the Queen of Spades, that the queen will come out and you will get her. And as it turns out, she's worth 13 points, and it's a game where you want as few points as possible. So it's basically like you just got all the hearts in one hand, and you just lost the game. No, that wasn't a 4chan pun. Don't you dare leave lousy comments of that on my on wherever I end up posting this. Anyway, so it's during the Spades run, this whole really complicated piano solo. I should address this. I think I remember at some point someone was like, "Wow, that piano solo was amazing. You must be an amazing player." I don't play the piano at all. It's all synthesized. I just tried to make it sound like a real piano was playing. I don't even know if it's possible to play, if someone can play it. I'll be impressed. Send me a video of you doing it. I want to see. But no, I don't think it's actually possible. And if it is, it's certainly not possible by me. Anyway, but there's this whole messy piano solo that leads the way as we hear all of the instruments in the background. But as the piano section goes on, it slowly, very slowly but surely, just gets completely dominated by the trumpet. And it ends on kind of a sadder note because of that, because one thing about Hearts is that if someone, for the most part, what you really want to do is you want to make sure everybody else gets the Hearts and the Queen of Spades, and that you get none of them. But there's something else that you can do where if you get all Hearts, it's called shooting the moon, and everyone else is stuck with getting 26 points instead of you. I think that's how it goes. It's been a while since I've played, actually, but so slowly this femme fatale just keeps accumulating heart cards, and at the end of the game it just ends with her kicking their asses, because, you know, that's how femme fatales roll. They just beat men at the game of hearts. Sorry. Yeah, Ace of Trump is just basically one long pun. But, I mean, that's kind of how I write my music. I spend more time trying to think of how to tell it as a story than just be like, okay, let's add the drums, let's add the melody. Like, every song that I write has to have some sort of, like, it has to be able to stand on its own. I think I really accomplished that well with Ace of Trump. I think it has one of the most distinctive stories to it than any other song that I've written. Which, I mean, I'd be glad to share my music with you guys, but I don't think most of it's very good. There's a reason only two of my songs have appeared on albums. And part of it also is just that I've had a lot of problems in my life lately. I've been graduating college, trying to find work. I'd love to get back more into writing music, but I think more and more I'm moving towards my real passion, which is, you know, programming, developing software, and more than that, I'd love to get into video game design and development, just starting to make these games that I'm so obsessed with. Anyway, kind of got off on a tangent there. My other song, Home Free, this one's got less to it. Like, the first goal of this song was actually for me to learn out how to use a program called Fruity Loop Studio, because up until this point, all my music had been done with a program called Melody Assistant, and in some ways, I really love Melody Assistant. Like, when I have this gold sound database for it that makes it really have an incredibly authentic sound to the instruments, but on the other side of the spectrum, it has very little synth options, which is really the direction that the MS Paint Adventures music team has moved in. So I was like, all right, let's learn how to synth a bit. And so, in some ways, Homefried draws a lot from a song I wrote ages and ages ago. It was a song called Shooting Star, which, I mean, it was kind of basically supposed to sound like an anime opening, and it did, but it was missing something. Like, it was more in a minor key, and it was slower, and so I was like, alright, well, first things first, I'm gonna try and get this up to, what was it, the tempo of Maka Nachikai. I don't know how you say that. It's an opening of an anime that you may or may not have heard that just is really high energy, and I was like, okay, so if I want to have a high energy song, I probably should try and make it sound about this fast. And so the opening of Home Free is basically the opening of Shooting Star, and then I started, like, I was like, you know, after you get past the opening, it's not really good until you get to the ending, and so I was like, what else can I put in here? And so I started putting down the Homestuck theme, just because it was easy and jumped to mind. And so when that really seemed to work, I was like, you know what, let's throw in more bits of different Homestuck songs in there. Like, after the Homestuck theme, what I think most people don't really notice is that the next part actually sounds like Suburban Jungle. Like, it's moved down about one note, but it's like Suburban Jungle is like da, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then in Home Free it's da, ha, 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 ha. It's basically the same melody. And then it moves into another part, which is kind of hard to hear, but there's a little bit of Dave Rocks at this game. Is that what it's called? Wow, I don't even know the songs of the MS Paint Adventures music team. I'm the worst member. But anyway. But you can hear like the da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da underneath the violin melody. And then after that, it goes into what was the ending to Shooting Star, which is this, I think it was one of the strongest parts of the song, because it's basically, like, it's supposed to sound like, kind of, like, just, like, breaking free, you know, like, it rises, and then at the very end, it just goes off into its own place. One of the other interesting things about Home Free... Wait. I need to address something about Home Free. Okay, so I know the MS Paint Adventures music team, we get a lot of people saying, like, oh, this sounds like this, this sounds like Toho, this sounds like... I don't know. I didn't mean to make this sound like a Pokemon song. I realized after it was already out there that, yeah, that... There's a part to it that really does sound like a Pokemon battle theme. Oh god. That wasn't intentional. That really wasn't intentional, but I guess that's what happens when you're part of the Pokemon fandom for so long. Like, I mean, I was actually a really, really obsessed fan for a while. Like, I don't know if any of you were, if you've been to Bulbagarden, if you've ever used the Bulbapedia or listened to the Bulbacast. Yeah, I used to be part of all that. I used to be, like, the top editor of Bulbapedia, and I used to, like, just rant about how Brock was the greatest character ever on the Bulbacast. I don't really do that anymore now, and so that's part of the reasons why it's so embarrassing that my music sounds like Pokemon music. Oh, God. Okay, anyway. Anyway. So, one thing that I did want to make it sound like, though, and I don't really remember what inspired this, but in the last section, I was like, you know what, since time is such a big theme in Homestuck. I think I'm going to try and make it sound like the Windsor bells playing here. And so you hear those da 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 da, which actually isn't how the Windsor bells go, but you know what? Screw it. That's how I remember them, because I don't actually hear the Windsor bells that often. I used to hear them all the time in college, and I still don't remember exactly how the notes go. I remember what led to it, because I noticed at exactly 4 minutes and 13 seconds into the song, like, it said, like, I was like, it would sound really good if there was just a bell chiming here, and it's like, da, 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 and then I was like, you know what? Let's make it sound like this is where the clock strikes 12, and it's like, so earlier there's the Windsor bells, which plays right before, or right when the clock strikes midnight or noon or any sort of 12, and then at 4 minutes and 13 seconds in, it starts chiming, like, that's when the final countdown ends, whatever you want to call it. Like, when the timer runs out and hits zero. And for a bit, I actually considered, since it actually only chimes 4 times, I was thinking of having just 8 more chimes of it while nothing else was playing. I didn't actually go with that, though, because I thought it would just sound weird and artsy to most people. Like, you know, why didn't the song already end? Why can't I go on listening to the next song? But I don't know. Anyway. Long story short, actually, I don't know what is long story short. It's basically, it's not quite the Homestuck theme. I don't think it's going to be used. I don't think Hussey's ever going to use any of my stuff, but, you know, I'm really happy whenever I get anybody saying that they like my work. Like, that's really one of the best things about writing music. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, I love doing all kinds of art. I love writing. I love drawing. I'm not really that great at anything except programming. But, one of the things I love most about music, is when you're a musician, how do I even explain this? It's like, a lot of people really love it, but there's so few people who really know how to get into it. Like, they think that, you know, you have to be a really blessed singer or you need to just be born playing the saxophone or something, and you need, like, a agent to recognize you. Now, I don't think any of that's really necessary to really just start writing music and start enjoying it. Like, I think people wouldn't... It's kind of like any art. It takes some practice, and then all of a sudden you'll start surprising yourself. Like, wow, did I really make that? Is it really possible for someone to make something that sounds like this? Is it possible for me to make something that sounds like this? I don't need help. I can do this on my own. Or maybe that's just how it was for me. I mean, I sometimes I still think it's kind of amazing that I can make anything, never mind something that's part of such a really amazingly talented team as the MSPA music team. And I don't know, I think I'd like to do more in the future. Like, for example, I've really wanted to actually do a remix at least of Ace of Trump. Like, I believe, for one thing, that any song can be turned into a swing song, and on the other hand, any swing jazz song can be turned into a non-swing jazz song. And if you take the swing out of it, Ace of Trump can actually sound pretty sinister and intense, so I kind of want to do, like, a battle remix of it, you know, call it Ace of Swords or something. That's a tarot reference for those who don't get it. But I don't know. We'll see. If I don't contribute any music to the MS Paint Adventures music team, don't think that that's the last you're ever going to hear of me, because I don't know. I've got some ideas of my own. I think you'll see me around somewhere.